It seems like the scientists and the geologists are always trying to speculate when California might have this big, huge, grand earthquake. And that always seems to catch their attention, but in reality, it doesn't take much of shaking ground to catch your attention. Because unless you're used to daily tremors, shaking ground can get you excited and cause you to panic. Earthquakes are nothing new on this earth. Scripture records that while Israel was camped at the mount of Mount Sinai, Moses brought the people out of the camp and took them to the foot of the mountain to meet God. Scripture says Mount Sinai was wrapped in smoke because the Lord had descended on it in fire, and the whole mountain trembled greatly. It was almost 1,500 years on Good Friday, 1,500 years later on Good Friday, after Jesus took his last breath on the cross, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook, and the rocks were split, and the tombs were open. Earth heaved and tossed as if earth itself was mourning the death of its very own creator, the God Almighty who had created the heavens and the earth. Well, the horror had not completely sunk into everyone's minds because the Sabbath was about to begin. But Joseph of Arimathea came quickly and took Jesus' body down from the cross and laid it in a tomb. The women followed along and they looked to see how Jesus was laid in the tomb. And then they left and went back to prepare spices and ointment so that they could anoint Jesus' body later. The chief priests were worried that the disciples would come and steal the body, putting on a ruse, making it appear that Jesus had raised from the dead. So they sent a detail of temple guards to stand watch outside of the tomb. For the soldiers, it was an uneventful 3 days staring at the outside of the tomb. But for the women, it was 3 miserable days of anguish as they waited to enter into the tomb. The women were miserable because the one who they thought was the king, the true king, he was dead. Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, he had been crucified. And what good is a dead king? A dead king can't make decrees. A dead king can't set prisoners loose out of prison or give them a pardon. A dead king can't forgive peasants of their taxes and the debts that they owe the kingdom. No, a dead king is absolutely no good. But even today, you and I are peasants. We are peasants in need of a living king. You need a king who can reconcile you with the Heavenly Father, a living king who can decree that you're righteous in his sight. You need a living king who can break the shackles that hold you in the transgressions of your sin. You need a king who could pronounce you free of the wages of your sin. After those 3 miserable days on the first day of the week, there was a great earthquake. For an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. Well, you got to believe this earthquake got the soldiers' attention. But it didn't scare them. They're guards. They've been trained to kill. They're big, strong men. But when the mighty angel of God from heaven came down, they trembled like leaves and passed out on the ground as if they were dead. You see, angels historically had been messengers from God. Many times, messengers from God came to put people to death for sinning against God. Perhaps they saw the angels and thought, that's what the angels are here for. Possibly the messengers coming to deliver the wages of their transgressions. With the guards passed out on the ground, the angel first spoke to the women, words of encouragement and comfort, so that they would not be worried. The angel said, "Do not be afraid." And then the glorious news, "He is not here, for he has risen as he said." It was that first bright, sunshiny Easter dawn that the crucified and risen Lord rose from his three-day rest in the tomb. Jesus, true God and true man, united back with body and soul. Before he appeared to anyone, he first had work to do. He descended into hell to preach to those who were in prison in hell. You see, the gates of hell cannot prevail against the crucified and resurrected Jesus. There he proclaimed victory over sin, death, and the power of the devil. The grave had no hold on him. Satan had been defeated through Jesus' life, his suffering, and his death. Death of God in the flesh of man. But as we've already heard, a dead king is of no value. So God raised up Christ, our king, to be our king raised from the dead. God raised our crucified king from the dead, accepting his sacrifice as payment for your sins and your transgressions, and the sins of all mankind. And for all those who believe in Christ Jesus, King Jesus, their transgressions are now hidden away, covered by the blood of the Lamb. By his resurrection, you too, one day, will be raised from the dead and reign with him eternally in his kingdom. You see, the resurrected King Jesus has reconciled you with the Father. He has declared you righteous in the Father's sight. He has broken the chains of your trials and your tribulations and all your sins. For the sake of King Jesus, your Heavenly Father declares you not guilty, just as if you've never sinned. Many people think of God as an angry God, looking to squish humans like you might squish ants out on the sidewalk. But your God is a God of love, infinite love and mercy. And in that love, he sent his only begotten Son to spill his blood on the cross to hide your sins. It was Jesus' love for you that held him to the cross for your forgiveness. And it was the Father's love that caused the Father to turn his back on his only begotten Son when he needed him most, as his Son hung there in your place. Some call it the great exchange. Jesus lived the perfect sinless life for sinners such as you and I, who, in exchange for sinners who we cannot live a perfect and sinless life. Jesus died your death in exchange for the death that you deserve. And Jesus' resurrection is proof of a future exchange. St. Paul tells us when this old earthly body is worn out and dead, it will be exchanged. He says, the Lord Jesus Christ will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body. The resurrection tells us everything that Jesus taught and everything he had ever promised is eternally valid. All that stuff about how much God loves you, it's true. All those words about eternal life and living and giving God the glory, it's true. The promise that although this earthly body dies, it'll be raised again and taken to heaven. It is true. Jesus' life, death, and resurrection is your guarantee. One day you will rise from the dead and live forever in eternity. So this morning, we stand outside the tomb. The tomb is still empty. The stone is still rolled away and nobody's in there. And unless Jesus returns really soon, that empty tomb is a glimpse of your grave in the future on the last day when Christ comes and gathers together his children, those who have died in faith. We can now rejoice that every Sunday is Easter Sunday, the day of Jesus' resurrection. In our divine service, by means of word and sacrament, all those wonderful gifts that God has won for you on the cross is delivered right here in worship. The forgiveness of sins and the absolution, strengthening of your faith in the preaching of his word. In the waters of holy baptism, God has adopted you to be his child and forgives your sins. And in his very body and blood that was given and shed on the cross in his holy supper, your sins are forgiven, you are strengthened in faith unto life everlasting. Jesus went to the cross for you because of his great love, because of his great kindness. Making the great exchange, his life, so you may live eternally. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.